This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 187. Today, Robert asks,
your linking of different novels and movies in your explanations has got me thinking about the way some characters are particularly entertaining and endearing. I'm thinking of most of the cast in Tremors, James McAvoy in Wanted, Woody Harrelson and Jesse Eisenberg in Zombieland. I picked these because they're not Oscar material, but are thoroughly enjoyable to me. Do you see a direct connection between the ways these characters are expressed on screen and what makes a character fun in a novel? How can we translate that experience?
Yes, Robert, I do think there's a direct connection between how these things are portrayed on screen and how we can do it in a novel. My own first attempt to translate that kind of experience was in Suave Rob's Double X Daring Do, which I had so much fun with that it became a trilogy, and now it'll become two trilogies, starting late next year. Because as I finished up the first trilogy, the idea for the second trilogy popped into my head, so I'm holding it out as a treat for myself when I finish the current big set of projects. Now, as far as what makes some characters entertaining and enduring, first of all, they're quirky. And quirky frequently means the character has some kind of amazing social disability that would normally render them completely unlikable, but they're played in such a way that it evokes a sense of sympathy and fellow feeling on the part of the audience. Either because the audience thinks, ah, they're saying on the outside what I'm always thinking on the inside, or because, oh my god, it's just like my crazy uncle, I've always thought he would be a great character, and here he is, and none of his annoying bits, just the fun ones. Reba McEntire and Michael Gross in Tremors so fall into this latter category, it ain't even funny, except it is bloody hilarious. Everybody who has grown up in a rural community or who had veterans, particularly Vietnam veterans, in the family has known someone like Reba McEntire or Michael Gross's character in Tremors, which makes them very relatable and generates that fellow feeling instantly. 'Cause you know that they're good people even when they're a little bit crazy. Because endearing characters are always a little bit crazy. They may be raging narcissists, they may be complete psychos, they may be paranoid for no good reason, they may be a bit off the deep end in their mysticism or what have you. Quite frequently, the difference between a villain and an endearing sidekick is that an endearing sidekick's quirks and defects are played for sympathy and humor and fellow feeling, where a villain's quirks and defects are played for menacing quality or with no sympathy whatsoever, which makes them off-putting and frightening. Now, that doesn't mean an endearing character can't also be a little off-putting or frightening. That can actually work really well. It's just to say that they exist in a social context that makes allowances for and even takes positive advantage of their quirks. Which actually kind of points up one of the basic rules of drama that I learned when I was doing stage and film stuff. Quite frequently, the difference between comedy and horror is the lighting. And maybe also the way you move the camera, but basically it's the lighting. Because the narrative arc, the tension, build, and release is the same kind of grotesque things. And by grotesque, I don't mean like blood and guts. I mean the grotesque in the classic sense, a caricature of something. The same kinds of caricatures that are hilarious in one context are terrifying in another. So the kinds of crazy characters you get are the same, as well as the dramatic tension and the dramatic structure. The difference really is on the emphasis, where the exaggerations are in the storytelling and how they're played. In horror, the emphasis and exaggeration are on the elements that are most upsetting and horrifying, hence the name of the genre. Whereas in a comedy or in an endearing character that's providing comic relief in a drama, the emphasis and exaggeration come on innocuous features, or on features that are largely harmless except for the incidental mayhem that they cause that creates humor. So that's the way you create those really wonderful, endearing characters. You exaggerate a little bit of an odd aspect to the point where it's almost cartoony ridiculous, and then you give it a story and a social context in which it is at least not a negative thing and could in fact be a tremendously positive thing because of the context it's set in. The reason that doing that creates something that's endearing is not just because of the way comedy works and the way humor works, but because that's actually the way that society and culture work. For example, if you looked around at your friends, I guarantee you, they've all, to a person, got serious personality defects. Because everybody does. Including you. You have serious personality defects. I have serious personality defects. It's kind of part and parcel of the whole being human thing. But most of the time, what comes off as a defect in one context is not a defect in another context. In fact, it can be a serious advantage, or it can be an endearing quirk or a source of vulnerability that creates an opportunity for bonding. Friendships are created out of bonds made around each other's personality defects, and because that's the way that friendship works, that's exactly what happens between your characters and the audience in the audience's head when you put before them characters whose defects make them vulnerable and also useful or spectacular. And you create a context around those quirks that take advantage of your character's bits of crazy. Anyway, it was a great question. Thank you for sending it in, Robert. I hope that helps, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc. and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Remember that now through December 22nd, you can get a book bundle filled with books on writing, craft, and business and discipline at storybundle.com/nano. 11 books, including one of my own, all dedicated to helping you write better, faster, and manage your business more effectively so that you have more time to write better and faster. Check it out now while there's still time at storybundle.com/nano.